Kingston, good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks very much for joining us on the program this morning.
No problem.
Firstly, looking at the Australian film industry as it currently stands, is it under threat?
I think threat's probably not the right word. It's massive change going on. I think all your listeners would know that, you know, we're seeing the delivery of content now coming on many different screens. And I think that's really what we're trying to look at is how we face up to the future. And if we just stay with what we've done in the past, then yes, I think the industry's in a lot of threat. We need to actually move with the changes and also put in place things that will ensure that we continue to make Australian programming, because at the end of the day, we're the only ones who make the Australian stories. I could go and buy a car anywhere in the world, but I can't buy an Australian story except here. So unless we secure our stories for the future generations, we, you know, they won't happen.
As we mentioned before, free-to-air networks, pay TV, they do have certain quotas they must meet in order to produce local content, local Australian content. How do you actually feel about the fact that streaming giants like Netflix and Stan come into the market with no local content requirements?
Well, I think that, you know, that it should be changed. And we're not the first one to think of this. Our colleagues in Europe have already imposed a 25% to 30% content quota on Netflix for new European content. The Canadians are also negotiating with Netflix over a similar thing, although the way that works may be quite different. So this is happening around the world as we speak. It's not something that we've come up with. And really all we're saying is, well, if you're actually coming into Australia and taking out hundreds of millions of dollars in profit, you really should have some obligation. At the moment, on the Australian Netflix site, for example, only 2% of the content that Australians see is Australian. So 98% is non-Australian. Now, that's pretty terrifying. But interestingly enough, in the 1960s, when commercial networks had no quotas on them, 2% was the amount of Australian content that you saw on commercial networks. So I think that's an interesting, you know, it's interesting. I mean, Stan, the other one that's operating at the moment, is much better. They're about 9.5-10% of their content is Australian. So that's very encouraging. But I think, like the commercial networks in the 60s, it wasn't until the government really decided to intervene in the industry, both in the film level and also TV, that we saw the renaissance and the development of fantastic Australian content and all those shows that everybody, all your listeners, would know and love and be able to, you know, recite lines from, came about because of that intervention by government to ensure there was that content. So we feel that those streaming services, which really are going to be the future, and not just Netflix and Stan, but as you mentioned, Amazon Prime will be coming in, CBS, Telstra, and of course Apple, they all need to have some responsibility to supporting Australian stories.
So the proposal that the Guild is making is that Netflix should be required to spend 10% of its Australian revenue on Australian programming. You mentioned quite a big chunk of money seems to be going into Netflix from the Australian market, but do we have an idea of just how much of an impact sort of 10% of revenue would actually have on local production?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it would have a huge... Okay, so at the moment, Netflix, I think the last stats I saw, are probably pulling about $200 to $300 million out of Australia a year. Now, if you add Stan to that, they're probably somewhere, maybe not as big as that. But if you had five or six, you'd be looking at, you know, between $600 million and $1 billion of revenue. Now, if you take 10% of that, it's, you know, upwards between $50 and $100 million. That's more money than Screen Australia, which is the major funding body that funds Australian content, is putting out into the industry per year. So we're really looking at it would be a massive increase in investment in Australian content. And, of course, it's not people giving away money. I mean, they're making those programs and, of course, they're putting them on their network. So it's a win for them. It's a win for the government because they don't have to pay for that extra content. And it's a win for Australian audiences because all of a sudden that 2% on, say, Netflix goes much higher, so they have more choice about what they see. And, of course, you know, Netflix tend to do some quite, you know, out there and interesting shows, so they would they wouldn't be doing the same things as Channel 9, for example. They'd be doing something quite different. So you again get a fantastic new diet of content.
Wow, I must admit that is a far greater chunk of money than I would have even expected, Kingston. Just as perhaps as a final point, I know when Netflix originally entered the Australian market, there was concerns about Australian content even back then, Australian content on the streaming service. And I think Netflix did come out with a statement saying, look, we're not producing anything locally right now, but maybe we plan to in future. And certainly as an avid watcher of Netflix's original programming, I do see programs that come from a great deal of places around the world. Do you think Netflix could win itself some goodwill here by getting started on that production ahead of their hand being forced by the Australian government?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, and I think that's what the Canadians are doing, to be honest, at the moment. They're actually negotiating with them on that. So it's not, they haven't just said, we're going to put this thing on you. They're negotiating with them to see what will be the best outcome. So I don't think we're close to any of those ideas. But to be frank, I mean, the fact that Stan, which is an Australian-owned company, by the way, and obviously I think Channel 9 is one of the partners in that, is putting on 9.5% to 10%, whereas Netflix, the bigger company, I mean, we're talking about a company that has $8 billion at its disposal to buy programming from around the world, $8 billion. They are now the biggest studio in the world. They don't seem to be anywhere near Stan's commitment, and they've been going longer and they have more money. So one has to think, well, you know, they aren't very fast in doing the pickup. So yes, we would encourage them to go to do more. We obviously, and if they did off their own bat, that would be fantastic. But history tells us that hasn't been the case with most commercial networks in this country. There's always been a necessity to really, you know, get the government to intervene. And we've seen that, you know, this is a bit of a side thing, but we've seen that with Facebook in terms of when no regulation happens, you can get to the stage where those particular platforms can be used in a way that we never thought would be used. And I think governments around the world are starting to realise that you can't just let there be free-for-all in this space. It has to have some regulation. And how that regulation works is really up to the government and the industry to try and work out with those providers.
Mm. Well, Kingston, thank you very much. I mean, to me, really coming away from that, I think it does sound like there are some very exciting possibilities in the future, especially if we do see proposals like this one come to fruition. I really appreciate your time.
No worries.